y'all. There.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's Tammy and Wanda. Ooh. Not in that order.
And I don't know if you noticed, but it's a new year, so we're doing it in a new location this month.
Pretty much.
It's cold outside.
It is cold outside, and we did not want to be downstairs.
The studio is very cold on a normal day. When it's 15 degrees.
Yes.
And getting colder by the minute, we don't want to be down there.
No. And as you can see, we are both in sweaters, so clearly it's cold outside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I've definitely started growing out the hair now, so we're gonna see how long Wanda can handle this.
What did I tell you before the episode? I call a month.
A month. Tops. Yeah, I'm trying to go 6 months. So if anybody on our social medias would like to have like a tally,
a weigh-in, if you will, for when that's gonna not happen.
When Wanda decides to cut all this hair off.
We should also do a fun poll. So I need to do something different.
Oh,
and this
me
is
too.
My natural color, and I'm not used to being natural, so like I need something else. So ideas, comments.
Yes, you know. We want ideas, comments. I would like to change my hair color as well because the dreaded whites are starting to come through.
Yeah, you don't want that. That's what I'm afraid of, since it's natural up here.
Because, like, the new growth that is right where my pixie was is starting to turn white.
Oh my gosh.
It's kind of making me nervous.
And you're way too young to have gray hair on the side of your head.
Yeah,
so that's
fun
that's
fact
good.
To our fellow listeners out there. Fun fact, I started turning white at 16.
Wow, that's early.
Yep, we kind of came to the conclusion that I had my dad's premature gray hair, and I immediately started getting white hair at 16.
I didn't see one until I hit 30.
Oh,
and it was just the
bless
one.
You.
And if my mom's gonna kill me, but the one thing that my hairdresser aunt and cousin tell you not to do
is
hairdressers
pull it.
Hate
it. Is pull it.
You don't pull it because it comes in twice as thick, is what they say?
I don't know. The thing that I heard is if you pull it, then you get 3 more strands like it.
Ooh.
That's how I heard it. So that's probably why, since I shaved it, it's just coming in even worse.
Oh my gosh. I grew up watching her do this in the mirror.
I do that all the time now. I'm an old lady when I do that. I'm like, oh God, I need to color.
We teased her a lot that she was going to go bald. So she never colored her hair until maybe 55.
Oh, really?
And then she went with blonde highlights because the gray kind of gets hidden by the blonde highlights.
Yep,
and
yep.
It's a honey color otherwise.
Well,
so
that's what I first off started doing. Like when I was allowed to color my hair, I went with highlights to blind the gray and white.
I mean, it works.
It does.
What age were you allowed to, like, go and get your hair done? Or dyed?
Dyed-wise, probably 18.
Okay. Mine was a little sooner, but only because I did a little bit of modeling in high school. So, like, it was 16, I think, was the first time she really, like,
put
blonde in.
Yeah, my mom really wasn't a fan. Like, she didn't like me cutting my hair, so I was allowed to have layers.
Mm-hmm.
So my hair was like to like the middle of my back.
I've seen it. It was very long.
It was insanely long. And so when I was in college and my mom's like, you can get your hair cut, I'll pay for it, blah, blah, blah. And I went to the hairdresser and she was like, so are you here for just a trim? I was like, nope. You're going to cut it until I say stop. She's like, does your mom approve of this? I was like, nope.
How many inches? I'm curious.
I'm pretty sure she took 11 inches off because I went from long hair to an angled bob.
Oh my gosh. Which I'm sure was cute.
It was adorable, but my mom like had a heart attack at that point.
Mine never cared about the length of my hair, but she hated the dyed hair. She doesn't mind the blonde.
Yeah.
And she pretty much doesn't care now because, you know, I'm almost 40. Who cares what I'm doing with my hair? But
right.
she's like, well, I like it better when you do fun colors. She likes it when it's purple or, you know, crazy. My dad, on the other hand, has a huge problem with when it's red. He hates red.
Your dad? My mom! She hates red hair! Oh, my God. Before my grandpa passed away, he called me uterus head.
Oh, my God. That's so mean.
He was like, your hair looks like the color of a uterus. I was like, thanks, Grandpa.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know where it came from. But there's actually a story that's kind of triggering to my mom with red hair. Her step-grandma? No. She doesn't have any connection with her real father.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was her real grandma. Correct me, Mom. Forgive me. But she used to color her hair. And she would color it, like, red. And she hated the woman. So when I decided that I was going to get a box color, I went to my best friend's house at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Colored my hair. On. Yep. Get those gloves and everything. And I decided to go with mahogany.
Ooh.
Because I thought that would be a cute brown.
That sounds pretty.
It's very pretty.
In theory.
I can pull it off. I have pictures. I'll put it on our Facebook page. But, so we did it. Left it on. Washed it out. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, it's red. Not realizing that mahogany is a type of red.
Basically, yeah. It's like a redder wood.
So I had my hood on because I was like freaking out. I was like, oh no, this is not what I wanted. Freaked out. Went into my room. Like, took my hood off and I'm like, okay, here's the moment.
It's gonna be fine.
And I came out and I was like, hey, Mom. And she was just like, hey, what did you do to your hair? She lost it.
Oh, my God.
She lost it. And I had to keep telling her. And I tell her every time that I color my hair. I'm like, it'll fade. And hair grows.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fine, I promise. Please don't kill me.
And, of course, every new year, I do decide to change my hair. Because, I mean, it's a new year, who dis?
Yeah.
You know?
New year, new you.
But normally during the winter months, I don't like to go drastic with my hair. I kind of let it grow out
mm-hmm.
just because I need the warmth on my head.
That's fair, especially on a day like today when it's 15 out.
Yes, I would like my shaggy coat.
You need the neck coverage and
I know, I don't have that yet.
That's why mine is like here, because it feels long. But it's manageable.
I know. Have you ever gotten your hair cut and you're just like, oh, it's brushing my shoulders. That's so cool.
Yeah. Actually, the first time I went really short, and you're going to laugh because you know I don't really do short hair.
Yeah.
It was a bob, a long bob, just like your first haircut. Yeah. And I loved it. Except I am a ponytail girl when I'm cleaning the house.
Oh, yeah.
And I was warned, Ashley said, it's going to be a little turd ponytail. And I believed her, obviously, but it was difficult to keep up and out of your face when you're trying to do something. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't for me. It's got to be long enough to pony it up.
Yeah, so. When I decided to get it to shoulder length again, because, I mean, I compromised with my mom when I was still in my teens and was able to get it to shoulder length.
When she was in control.
When she was in control. Like, I think it was, like, that moment, you know, like, when you feel that opposite feeling of, like, defying your parents.
Oh, yeah.
Her comment was, I love your hair. I never want you to change your hair. And that, I'm like, challenge accepted.
We're gonna mess with that now.
And she likes my hair, because normally I blow dry my hair now that it's getting longer, because it's, untamable curls
again. And pretty thick.
And thick.
So I'm jealous. I have thin stringy hair, so that's not really my problem.
Yeah, before when I got up this morning, I looked at it in the mirror and all of my curls were on top of my head. So it looked like I didn't have any hair. It was just all curls.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm just like, I don't know if I want to go to work this way. Yep, just swoop curls like I had curlers in.
But like I did Shirley Temple curl, kind of? Like that nice, tight,
yep,
permy curl.
And what's funny is that when I continued to color my hair, my mom's like, you're going to lose your... Hey, we have a special guest today.
If you saw her jump up, that's Jules.
That would be our Jules cat. It's not our favorite mascot, but...
She'll do for now.
She's okay. But anyways, I was told, and of course it's like one of those myths, or I mean, I don't try to damage my hair.
Mm-hmm. That's very important.
And of course with coloring, I don't like to excessive color. Like if it's like been like a month, I'm like, it could go a little bit longer because you don't want to do that. You don't want to damage all the new growth that's coming in.
Right.
You know? My mom read somewhere or something, and she was just like, all the coloring that you're doing, you're just going to lose those curls.
Obviously.
Sorry, I mom, lost all the curls.
That didn't happen.
And of course, getting my hair cut short, she was afraid I was going to lose all my curls, too. And of course, all of you guys have seen the many colors of my hair and how short it's been. It has not lost it at all.
It's just springing back into action.
It is just coming back to life
now that it's growing in.
It's an Evanescence song. Bring me back to life.
Speaking of hair and taking care of it, I saw something really interesting on TikTok this weekend. And it's so trippy. Like, I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. So.
Oh, God. What is it?
They decided to go. So everybody's been talking about the new Sex and the City, like, sequel series or whatever.
Yeah.
And just like that. And they're going, oh, my God, Miranda looks so old. And maybe it's because she doesn't have the long hair that the other two have.
Yeah.
And she's got that, like, cute gray bob because she's going natural or whatever.
Yeah.
So they were comparing. Their ages are almost exactly the same as when the Golden Girls was on. And when those girls were playing their roles on that show.
Same age.
And you go... But why did they look so much older on The Golden Girls than they did on And Just Like That? And so what they did is somebody actually transposed long hair on all four of The Golden Girls to see what they would look like, except for Dorothy, but they gave her the cute Miranda bob.
Okay,
so she's still gray, it's still kind of B. Arthur, but like classy. And they look, oh my God, the Betty White one, she looked like she was like 25, 26 years old.
Oh, wow. Isn't that crazy?
What hair can do. It's just a hairstyle.
Yeah. Like, looking back at my high school pictures or the pictures before I got short hair, how strange I looked.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've got a shorter haircut, I look 10 times younger.
Then when it's long, yeah, you feel like
because,
it's too
like,
much.
My sister had taken a picture of me, like, by surprise. And, of course, back in the day, you had to, like, wind up and wait an hour for your pictures. Back in the day.
Yes. You had to drop off the film. And
I feel like that's where we're going to circle to because I talked about that at work today. Like, we did, like, back in the day. Like, kids nowadays don't spend a lot of time outside. And then we started, like, reminiscing about what we did when we would be outside and, like, spend time with friends and stuff. But that's another story. But anyways, back to that, like, she found that picture and she just goes, here's this picture for you. And I looked at it and I looked like a fucking drugged out hippie. I was like, who is this person?
Like, and of course, flower power.
Of course,
all that.
I was like a thin, curvaceous girl because I came into... woman lead figure at an early age.
You're so lucky. Mine was like,
but
late,
you know, I wasn't a beanpole, but I was athletic looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I want that body back. But of course that also had the eating disorder written all over it. And so, I mean, I would like that in a healthier way.
I want my May 2005 body back when I graduated college. Because you have the healthy, because I was a beanpole, so I had, like, the healthy weight on me finally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know? I've seen those pictures.
It was like, I looked healthy, but I was still, like, really, really thin, but I still had these great boobs.
Have you been seeing all over the place, like, the 10-year?
Yes. The 10-year challenge is all over Facebook right now. Yeah, the 10-year
challenge. And, of course, with us talking about the hair and stuff, that's exactly how it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I think in two... Because, of course, if it's going to be 10 years, it was 2012.
Right.
I don't even know how long my hair was
then. I'm trying to remember. I'm like, I had a 2-year-old at home at the time. Well, what did I look like then? I'm not real sure.
Right? But yeah, it's insane when you change your hair, how much it changes your, like, youthfulness. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like, when I got this haircut, I was like, wow, I look really young. Okay.
How did this happen?
Okay.
I love it.
But then it's like, I see, like, all of my friends from, like, high school who have, like, this, like, long, luxurious hair. Like, someone I went to school with, Pevy Forevi. I'm sorry, Elizabeth. She lives in Dublin, Ohio.
Okay.
And she has her own, clothing line.
Okay.
And she is pretty well known now.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Like, she's worldwide well known.
That's where a lot of great businesses start, is in Dublin, Ohio. That's the home of the original Wendy's. Little plug there for a favorite fast food place.
There we go. But she has, like, these beautiful locks, but of course she does have extensions and stuff.
Ugh, those are so heavy. And hot.
But she looks gorgeous, but also she gets fillers done in her lips. I'm sorry. Well, you already put it out there.
I probably need them because I have, like,
I want
no lips at all, but...
A part of me wants to.
I hate needles more than I hate my thin lips, and that's where I sit with that right now, but...
I know. Like, I just, like, Google, I'm like, what's the best lip plumper out there that I can use temporarily?
Well, they do have those. There's, like, new products out there right now, and I follow a few beauty YouTubers mm-hmm. and stuff on TikTok, and they'll do, like, quick little snippets of certain things.
Yeah.
And Michaela, and I'm going to mess up her name, so I'm not going to say the last name because it's very Italian, I think. But she's a real famous one. She has her own, like, eyeshadow kit and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she had one where you, it's almost like a primer.
Oh!
And she goes... A lot of people say it's painful, but it's not that bad, and it feels tingly, kind of like when you have menthol chapstick on. And her lips got, like, 3 times bigger.
Oh.
And it's temporary, because it's just a primer. You wash your face, and it's gone.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the active ingredient is in that particular product, but...
Bee venom.
Oh, my God, probably. That's why some people
are
like...
Those are some of those things. Okay, so with, the hair and stuff, have you ever done, like those Pinterest, like, hair masks or whatever?
No.
Oh my gosh, there was at least one time, or two, that I wanted my hair to grow faster. So I literally, like, was going through Pinterest one day, and I'm just like... Oh, okay. I could do that. Like, one of them was, like, baking soda.
Mm-hmm. Baking soda's huge because it stimulates
the follicles.
The follicles on the top of your head.
So, I did that a couple of times, and then I stopped because I didn't think it worked.
I was going to ask, what were the results of that?
Like, everybody does it for, like, a day or two.
Yep, right.
But the one thing that I did learn on Pinterest... that I still do to this very day, is coconut oil on my eyelashes.
Interesting.
It actually thickens and has your eyelashes grow. That's why I have such long eyelashes.
Mine are hereditary, but...
Well, mine are hereditary, too. I just want to keep them.
Keep them beautiful.
I want to keep them young.
I gotta tell you. Because
of all the fatty acids in coconut
I've never been oil. More glad that I'm not, like, an ethnicity that has, like... all that hair. Like, I know Greek women are pretty famous for that.
Oh.
Where you gotta, like, shave your mustache every day or whatever just to, like, still look like a girl. I'm glad I didn't get any of that, but hair maintenance for a woman, head to toe, is, like, the most time-consuming thing.
Listen, ladies out there, tell us how you feel about your hair maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Shaving your legs, your armpits, and your hoo-ha, and...
You know, when winter comes around, I'm very thankful because now I don't have to shave my legs as often.
I have to ask, are you a shave your toes kind of person?
Yes, because I have hobbit toes.
I don't, but on my big toe, it's noticeable, you know?
Quite.
And you go, I don't want to look like Frodo Baggins.
My hobbit feet are coming out.
Luckily, I have this waxed enough and, you know, thanks, Ash, and the eyebrows done enough that, like, they've kind of thinned out and they just kind of stay manageable-ish, even if I have to do it myself.
Well, I actually learned from one of my college classes is that women who had males have leftover testosterone in their body, so they will actually grow more hair than what they would before they got pregnant with the male.
That explains some stuff.
Right?
The kid, as you guys know, is a boy.
Yeah. My grandma was the same way. Like, it would grow faster and it would come in darker. And what I
have noticed
out,
that.
Yeah. When I went through this class, because of course I went through a child development class, and they actually said that when a male child is born, and of course you take 9 months to incubate that baby.
Yep.
Some of that testosterone, because your body doesn't make a lot of testosterone, mm-hmm. so your body is trying to compensate for that male because it's a foreign object in your body, so it has to increase to keep him happy as a male in your body, and it gets left over after the birth.
You know what's funny is they actually say that what makes men dramatic is testosterone, and they're actually... it's harder for a male person to stay calm in situations of high stress. So they were talking about reasons why a female president would actually be less emotional. You know how that's always the argument against female politicians?
Yes.
They're too emotional.
They're too emotional.
But really, the ones that are emotional babies that throw fits are like the boys.
Are the boys.
And I'm like, that's hysterical. So... if you're a woman that, like, can't handle stress as well as other women, it's then probably because you have an excess of testosterone. It's that, it's...
The more you know from Tammy and Wanda.
Yeah, learning science today. Hair care and science.
Hair care, science. You know that if you had a boy, you're gonna have hair. Lots and of it.
What's interesting to me is, I know that, like, I always respect people that do stuff that isn't close to what I know how to do in terms of my job every day.
Yeah.
And I look at when I go to a salon and you get anything done, whether it's waxing, it's color, cut, whatever.
Yeah.
Especially with the color, the amount of science you have to know to like mix a bowl and get the correct color to come out of it.
It's
They're
amazing.
Like mad scientists. It's awesome.
I've watched my hairdresser, like she'll bring everything out and she's like, okay, yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. Like, we'll do a little bit of, maybe a little bit of blue in there, and then we'll just do a little bit of purple, and maybe add a little bit of blonde in there. And I'm like, you didn't even measure any of that shit.
No, it's all
How
just
do it?
Natural ability after they learn it,
Holy
which is
hell.
Fabulous.
Oh, bless you guys.
I did have the honor of playing a hairdresser in a previous theater production of mine, and I basically was just, like, mimicking my aunt and my cousin, like, in my head. What do I see them do when they've done my hair, like, in the past?
Uh-huh.
A lot of stirring with that little, like, brush thing that they put the color on with. Lots of foil cutting and...
the foil and flip it up and clip it.
I also don't know how they all look so fabulous with their nails, considering all the chemicals that their hands are in.
Yeah.
All day long? Ugh, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Especially with COVID protocols. They have, like, extra gook they got to put on their hands. It's...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I've been thinking about getting my nails done again, but I've stopped myself.
The long Cardi B nails that are, like, out to here. And
oh,
like,
God, no. I can't do that again. I did that once. That was like a, like, I just looked like a monster.
I always think, because I follow some TikTokers that have the long nails that are, like, they're even, like, squared off and that long.
Yeah.
And we were watching some TV show the other night, and I looked at the husband and said, how do they wipe their ass with those nails?
That is my question.
I need to know. Just logistically, how does that work out?
There was a server, and I asked her that, and she was like, just like everybody else.
Well, because you watch them, like, open a pop can, for example, and they have to, like, do this to get it open.
They're like...
And all you... Oh, God, that clicking.
I mean, I don't really have any nails right now because I cut them down because I just have a thing about that now.
I work in tech, and I hate long nails now because when I type, I need to be able to have the tips of my fingers touch the keys.
When I was in childcare, I had the nice nails, but I only went short.
Square tips.
I asked them because they asked me, they're just like, what kind of nail you want? And I'm just like, short. I mean, I work with kids. Oh, short nail, not get you husband.
Yeah.
They don't get you no boyfriend.
Although.
I'm just like, would you? No.
The Asian ladies at the nail salon give great dating advice, though. They're like freaking dynamos.
They do. And they're like, I have a cousin.
They're like little mini Cupids because they're all like short, oh yeah, which is adorable.
Normally when I go in, because I'm one of those anxiety nail chewers, I always have been. When I discovered my nails, that's when it was all over. So when I would go and get my nails done, they're just like, oh, you bite your nail?
They always know. Yeah.
No. No, bite your nail.
Even if you just rip off a hangnail, they yell at you.
Yes.
That's not okay. You got to cut off that damn hangnail.
Yeah, like, that gave me some trauma there. But another thing that gave me trauma when I had the nails, like, it was starting, like, I needed to go get them refilled and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to get a kid away from somewhere, and my real nail and the gel had separated, and I accidentally scratched that kid.
Oh, my God.
And I made him bleed.
Oh, my God.
And I was very upset. And then after that, I was like, I can't do long nails anymore.
I can't because, number one, it's expensive.
It is.
So I had them pre-children because, like, you can't, that's not, it's just not feasible.
I've tried the press-on nails. Those are good.
They just don't last as long, but
they
that's
don't
fine.
Last as long. I tried to do it when I was quarantining and with some teenies, and I, like, tried it, and I'm like, I can't. I felt like a cat with mittens on. Like, I'm like...
That's what it feels like if you're not used to them.
Yes.
Honestly. You feel helpless. You're like, hey, can you open this can for me?
Because I know. It won't... Like, I was trying to pull something, and I felt like it was digging into my, like, skin. And I'm like, nope, can't do this. I pulled them off, threw them away. I was like, nope. Thank God they were only $5.
That's honestly how I remove mine, which they yell at you for, too.
They do.
I do this and just pull them, get my tooth up from underneath it. Oh, and yeah. Just
I actually, like, because I didn't want to go and get them soaked off.
Oh, yeah.
I used dog nail clippers.
I mean, if it works, do it.
I'm like, I'm doing everything wrong.
No, I have to ask, since we're bringing up dog clippers, that's a weird segue, but
right.
Do you have any, like, are you a New Year's resolution person? Is it, like, something that you
that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I do. Every year, I make a resolution, and it lasts for, like, 3 weeks.
I think, the average with, like, most Americans.
Normally it's, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to exercise more. And I stop doing that. I'm like, I can't keep it. It's like a promise. I can't keep myself.
Right. I'm kind of in that camp. I've been firmly in the no resolution camp for about 15 years now because here's the thing is it kind of shame spirals you.
Yes.
Because you get at the end of that 3 weeks and you're like, I'm going to take a week off of, like, working out or eating healthy or whatever your resolution
is. I'm feeling fine.
I feel like I could be mean to so-and-so today, mm-hmm. even though I've been good for 3.5 weeks. I'm going to yell at him today.
Yeah.
And then you shame spiral because you're like, oh my God, I'm such a bad person.
Yeah.
I ate a piece of cake today.
Karma, like, slaps you in the face hardcore.
I don't need that kind of shame spiral. No. I do that enough on my own.
That all 364 days of the year.
I always believe as long as you're trying to be a good person,
yeah,
you're probably going to be okay.
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm just like, okay, I try to do a lot of self realization,
yes,
like, through the year, so this isn't really different.
Meditation and yoga are pretty good for that during the year. Hot tip. straight from my therapist, by the way. Hot tip is yoga and meditation are great for your body, mind, and your soul.
Bring them all together.
Yes.
Right there in your third eye. Right there.
Now, I'm not good at yoga. I am a chubby girl with absolutely no coordination. I fall on my head a lot.
God, you should have seen me do yoga so many years ago. It was a mess.
It's an acquired thing, too. Like,
it is.
Everybody's bad when they first try it. And if they're good right away, like, screw you if you're good right away at yoga. Because that's not how it works.
Yeah.
The ones that are always those bitches at the Zumba class that are, like, not even sweating. And they're like, patting themselves because there's, like, two drops. And you're...
Like, they have no sweat glands.
Yeah. You're beet red in the face. I'm sweating like a pig in the back.
And all I do is just stand there and I sweat.
Oh, my God.
Because those rooms are hot. Visualizing.
Oh, yeah.
Visualizing my body doing this. But actually, let's see. Yeah, this is almost week three. A couple weeks ago, I was diagnosed with COVID. And I was down for a couple weeks. But before that, I decided I wanted to get back into the gym. Because the gym is my mental health sanctuary.
Your happy place, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried therapy. I've tried talk therapy. I've tried journaling.
Like, the natural serotonin.
Yeah.
That comes from working out.
Yeah. It's definitely been... It's helped me cope with a lot of things through the years. I mean, I love journaling. I did journaling since I was 10 when my parents separated and my therapist couldn't get through to me.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, since she will not talk to me, she needs to write it down or else she's going to blow up.
Yep.
So I did that for a very long time until someone in 2011, I believe, dishonored my trust.
Ooh.
And took my current journal. The one that I was writing in, and read my journal.
Like, to themselves or to a group of people?
To themselves.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she
That's
had...
That's still awful.
She had a lot of insecurity problems, and she thought that I was being deceptive. And
I think it's more deceptive to read somebody's journal, personally, yeah, but...
I felt like I was... physically assaulted in a way, like mentally assaulted.
Well, because it's your inner thoughts and feelings. Yeah. And like, if you choose to share that with someone else, awesome.
Yeah.
But if you want to keep that inside or in your journal, in this case, like fuck her. Like, why would you do that to somebody?
Yeah, it was very hurtful. I told, she was like, you betrayed me. Like, and I was just like, those are thoughts that I had that were my personal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can physically say it to somebody doesn't mean that I'm capable of doing that.
Listen, I think and say mean shit all the time. That does not mean that
I'm
going to follow through on any of it.
I mean, back in 2011, it was very hard for me to express my emotions in a way. But now that I'm a little older and I'm a little wiser, I will tell you what I think.
Shout out to my workmates. We had a conversation like this today. And the Gen Z kid was like, how do you know how to deal with some of these situations? And me and the other, you know, 40-something-ish person was like...
Practice.
Age. Experience. You know.
Experience.
You learn how to deal with people and issues and kind of stuff in a mature way.
Yeah.
Just through time.
And, yeah, just through time. Because, I mean, there was plenty of times where I would, like, hop into people's relationships and be like, hey, listen, you keep putting me in this relationship. Here's what I have to say about it. And I just carry on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, I just, like, held it as, like, a grudge that they didn't take my advice. And it made me very angry.
I was the opposite. I was the extrovert that had, like, all the friends and all the fun. And now I, like the only person I see is you and the family people. And it's, like, you know, It's not that I don't like my friends or anything like that. It's just with COVID and pandemic things, and I've developed an older age crowd anxiety really bad.
Yeah.
It's safe here.
I know.
You know?
That's very funny because I feel like me and my best friend, like, we've had this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've talked about him on the show before, Sean. Hey, Sean. back in the day, you know, in our 20s, us going to bars was like so much fun.
Oh, in your 20s, going to bars. In your 20s,
going to the bar, sitting, watching people, shaming people because they're so drunk or they're having drama. I mean, the first time that I took Sean to a club, there was a fight and the bouncer punched the girl in the face because she threw a punch at the bouncer. And he goes, "This is the best experience ever." And it was his first time at a club. If you remember the pub.
I do.
In Belden. Yeah. It was the pub before it became the M Bar.
And that was a meat market, if memory serves.
Yes. Yes. And there was a couple there the night that I took him. And the guy was being belligerent. Like, he was just a mess.
Awful.
So the bouncer was trying to get him out. So the other bouncer threw the guy to the other bouncer, and this woman is behind this bouncer bitching and yelling and screaming. She's drunk. He turns around and just decks her.
Oh my God. That place was crazy.
It was crazy.
The only reason we went there is because they had amazing sandwiches, which I still miss to this day. But we would sit and watch people act a fool at the pub.
Still connected to Jersey's, but of course it wasn't Jersey's.
It was Panini's. With the awesome sandwiches.
Yeah. So we would go to like Panini's and we would have food and drinks and then we would go over to the club. Because it's convenient. It's right there.
We used to take bets because there's for those of you that don't live near Canton, Ohio, there's a hotel right across the street. So that's where, like, the businessmen that were in town on business would go to pick up, like, slutty girls.
Oh, yeah.
For the night.
Oh, yeah. You could almost say that the pub was, like, a brothel.
Kind of. If you were a single chick looking to hook up, that was the place to go.
Oh, man. We spent so many nights there.
I've never been more glad I was taken during my 20s because, holy shit.
Oh, my God. But it was fun. But now that we're both older, we're like, no, I don't want to.
There are people there.
Oh, they're stupid people too.
Beer is cheaper at home.
I know. And I feel like I can get like a better buzz, and I mean I like getting a buzz out in the bar.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause like New Year's Eve, going to the bar, getting buzzed with random strangers.
And that's always when everybody, like, loves everybody else. That's, like, the one holiday that is, you're like, yeah!
That is when the theme song from Cheers comes on.
Yes.
But any other time, you're just like, well, this is stupid. Why are all these people acting stupid?
Alcohol makes you dumb.
It does.
That's a good beginning of the year lesson for the show.
Yes.
Alcohol makes people dumb.
Yes. Yeah. It does.
So, on that note, we're going to let y'all go for the week, but catch us next time because we are going to be talking about our new favorite show. Well, I guess my new favorite show. You've loved it for a while.
I have loved it for a while.
We will be talking about The Witcher. So, if you are either a Henry Cavill fan, when I know I'm butchering his last name pronunciation, sorry, or The Witcher, or the books, or the games, or any of that stuff.
Oh yeah, we're gonna dive right into it.
It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be amazing. So we can't wait to hear your insight on the hair care.
Yes.
And what we should do with our hair this year.
Yes.
Or at least this month.
Comment, send us videos. We love hearing from you guys. So
yes,
catch us on the socials.
Yep, and we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary in May.
Yeah, like 4.5 months from now.
Yeah, so this is a big moment for us, guys.
Keep on listening though, because season 2 is coming down the pike.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.